ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's Bhagavad Gita text is taken from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 22. Please repeat.
Ananyas
Chintayanto
Mam
Ye Jana Paryupasate
Tesam
Nitya Vyuktanam
Yoga
Kshemam Vahami
Aham
Ananyas Chintayanto Mam
Ananyas Chintayanto Mam
Ananyas Chintayanto Mam
Ananyas Chintayanto Mam
Yejana Paryupasate
Yejana Paryupasate
Yejana Paryupasate
Yejana Paryupasate
Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam
Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam
Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam
Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam
Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham
Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham
Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham
Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham
So, please repeat the word for word. Ananya,
Ananya,
having no other object,
having no other object.
Chintayanta,
Chintayanta,
concentrating,
concentrating.
Mam,
on me,
Ye,
those who,
Jana,
persons.
Paryupasate,
properly worship.
Tesham,
of them.
Nitya, always.
Abhiyuktanam,
fixed in devotion.
Yoga,
requirements. Shemam,
protection.
Vahami,
carry.
Aham,
I.
Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Please repeat. But those who always worship me, with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Purport by His Divine Grace, one who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other service, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Shema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable, conditioned life. Oma gina timirangasya gyana gyana shalakaya chakshu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chetanya manogrishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri guru vaishnavamscha shri rupa sagajatam sahagana raghunatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam, Sabadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana, Lalita, Sri Vishakam, Vitamscha, E Krishna, Kuruna, Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagat Pate, Gopesha, Gopikanta, Radha Kanta, Namostate, Tapta Kanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Vrinda, Vineshwari, Vishavanu, Sute, Devi, Panamami, Hari Priya, Vancha kalpa trubhyascha vipassinivya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadaha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschachari Sitarini. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurachachaya Namaha. Ananda Lilamaya Vidrahaya, Himavya Divyacha Vishundaraya, Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So I'll read the text again and then asking permission from you, begging permission and guidance from my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktitira Swami, and then the spiritual master Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada. Hopefully I'll be used to tell you what they want you to know. Ananya Shintayanto Maham Yijana Paryupasate Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yogeshkemam Yogashkemam Vahamyaham. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So this is Sri Krishna speaking to Arjuna about the wonderful position of a devotee. The Lord is master of all there is. Everything has come from Him, either directly or through His incarnation or His expansions. And He says, anyone that worships Him with exclusive devotion, meaning that concentrating on Krishna and everything about Krishna and everything outside of Krishna is not taken into consideration as far as worshipping. And the person who meditates on his transcendental form, as Sri Rupa Goswami has always said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, Krishna is speaking. And again, Sri Rupa Goswami backs it up by saying, accept everything that helps us to perform devotional service and reject everything that sabotages our effort to perform devotional service. So those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on the transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. It's almost like saying in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, 922 this one, Krishna, in the third and fourth line, he says, Arjuna, declare it boldly, my devotee never perishes. Here is a detail. Devotee will never perish because Krishna will carry what they lack and preserve what they have. You cannot fall apart with the Supreme Lord that's created everything, seeing this is what he's going to do if we worship him with exclusive devotion and meditate on the transcendental form of the Lord. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, one who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness, that person thinks of Krishna 24 hours a day. That means even while they're sleeping. Even while they're sleeping. The dream should be about Krishna. Well, we don't really control our dreams, do we? But then 24 hours a day we're meditating on Krishna. But in the 9 processes of devotion, one of them is prayer, vandana. So we can ask Krishna to use our subtle body, which becomes active when we sleep, subtle body becomes active, to have the subtle body perform devotion service while the physical body is lying down. And then throughout the day, if we remember Krishna, then that's 24 hours. So being engaged in devotion service, hearing, chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, serving devotees, very important. Rendering other service as needed, cultivating friendship, surrendering fully, Atmanivedanam, surrendering fully to the Lord. Like manasadeho, everything about us, our house should be used for activities, deity should be in the house, especially during the time, the most munificent home of the Lord as a devotee. Activities, if you have a house that's big enough, every now and then you should hold a program. Doesn't have to be the whole Baltimore temple coming to program necessarily, but you can invite friends over. The other day, His Holiness Chandramali Swami came to get an Agra and said, to hold the program of devotees, very simple. Call some devotees you know, have some snack to shout them, and then one person to preach. If not, you all can share what your realizations are from Bhagavad Gita, and then sing. Kirtan, dance if you want, then have to push out them after. Almost as Srila Prabhupada says, what's the difficulty? It's not hard to do that. It's not hard to do that. And every time we do that, then it adds to our spiritual credits. So, the activities that are performed in devotional service are all auspicious. And it helps the devotee to become perfect. Ultimately, become perfect in self-realization. So that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. The fact is, the more we think about Krishna, the more we perform devotional service, the less that material activities become important in our lives. We perform them as a matter of duty, but our consciousness will be on the Lord and the Lord's devotees. That includes Guru. Guru is also the Buddha. And a disciple to his Guru. So, Srila Prabhupada said, such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. A devotee like that approaches the Lord without difficulty because he's already thinking about the Lord and he's already performing service for the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And by the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. The Lord gives protection, and also at the end of the devotee's life, there is better life waiting. So, it can't get any better than that. Maya cannot give us that kind of promise. Anyway, so if we are to perform devotion service, 24 hours a day, think of the Lord. There are certain things we should be aware of. So after all, we're in the material world. These days, impersonalism is at an all-time high and getting higher and higher and higher. How many people, I'm not talking about just when you're around, just doing whatever we do. How many people even say hello to you these days? Everybody's minding their business. And more people are wearing frowns on their face than smiling. That's the way it is now. So where's the personalism? It's gone. The only people who know you, or you know them, then it's safe. It's almost safe to say hello, right? Under that condition. Then the words you can say how you go, which is a lot better than even hello. But I mean acknowledging the person. Now, Rana Maharaj gave a speech, a lecture, which he mentioned something that maybe most of us don't think about. But he's making the point that this impersonalism comes from our impersonalism towards God. It is because of impersonalism towards God that we are impersonal towards each other. And if we don't realize that, what are we? Parts and parcels of God. So we are already connected to God at the spiritual level. So being impersonal towards each other would mean we would be impersonal towards God too. So people, they act cold towards each other these days. It's a bad feeling, but we've kind of learned to tolerate it. But then those who are innocent, I'm talking about babies, what do? They cry for attention. Sometimes it's not that they want something in particular. They may be hungry, yes. But sometimes they just want attention. Mothers know that sometimes a baby is lying there in the room, wakes up, starts crying. Nothing is wrong, just that nobody is there, therefore they start crying. Because they want the personal association. As soon as you pick them up, they start crying. They just want somebody. And even when you grow up a little bit, the child has to feel that mommy and daddy love me by how they do. So we just instinctively say nice things to our child, but actually, we know that if we don't, the child will not feel cared for. They will feel miserable. So it's all a personal thing. In the spiritual world, there's not even a tinge of impersonalism. Everything is personal. So what our souls are longing for is a personal relationship. A personal relationship. So we have to practice being personal with each other. You don't have to know somebody. Let's start with devotees. So you don't have to know another devotee to say Hare Krishna. Just because you're there, you've seen a person, you immediately call on the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna. It's important. And that way, we just have a subtle connection with each other. We just say it, you might even say it, yes, because he's a devotee, I'm a devotee, I'm saying this, yes. But actually what it does is begin to connect us together. Everything is personal. We serve the deities in a personal way. The Lord has come in the Vatsalya Ras to give us the opportunity to serve the deities as a deity fully. So the Lord doesn't do anything. We have to do everything to do this. And that way, we have the maximum opportunity to get spiritual credits. The Lord doesn't do anything. Everything we do for the Lord is, in fact, to increase our connection, our loving connection with Sri Krishna. So we do it on a personal level. And that we should do also for each other. So in this material world, you know how it's like? It's about duality. There's happiness and there's distress. But duality is like a coin. A coin has heads, a coin has tails. You cannot pick up the heads and leave the tails. If you pick the coin up, you pick heads and tails together. So if we're going to enjoy materially, we're going to enjoy it, we have to accept suffering too. They go together. There cannot be suffering without that type of enjoyment, or as the Papa puts it in this place, sense gratification. One goes with the other. Now, why do we like to enjoy though? That definitely says something about the nature of ourselves. Our souls are by nature ananda, bliss, right? Likes bliss. Therefore, because of the nature of a soul to enjoy, we prefer enjoyment and we are actually even fearful of suffering. Even if we're not suffering yet, or don't realize we're suffering, because every time we really are suffering. But even that, if we put it at the back of our minds and we think that life is a little easy on us, we're always somewhere in the mind, yes, fearful of suffering that could come at any time, because that's life. Both sides are there. Now, how to disconnect from this material duality? The only way to do it is to be involved in devotional service. That is the only way to do that. So, the soul connects to Krishna, so we are connected to Krishna through devotional service. And devotional service gradually brings internal happiness. So devotional service brings internal happiness, happiness to the soul. You feel satisfied. And that allows us to mentally disconnect from this duality business. So until we go back to Godhead, which we all will, by the way, just a question of this body or the next one, the one after that. But everybody that says yes to Krishna goes back to Godhead. That's the Lord's mercy, not so much our effort. So much, a little there, but the Lord's mercy, so much mercy is there. So, devotional service is the key. If we take it seriously, then internal happiness comes, even if just a smidgen of it, a little bit of it, gives us so much happiness that now we can mentally not worry about whether it's happy time, or the weather is better, or the weather is not good, whatever it is. We are connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. Now, so for the Lord to carry what we lack, preserve what we have, he says, you have to think about exclusively devote oneself to the Lord. Devoting oneself to the Lord helps us to develop Krishna Prema. But Krishna Prema cannot be a direct thing. It's always that we learn to love the Lord's devotees first. Then from the Lord's devotees, loving Guru. Then from Guru, loving Krishna. That's the way it goes. So the first thing to do is make sure that to develop love, you don't do the negative thing towards the devotee. You don't offend the devotees. It's very important. My Guru Maharaj said, and at one time, that the sign of a devotee that's advancing is that that person is careful not to offend the devotees. That's the sign of advancement. So we should take that very, very seriously. So it all has to do with our etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. It's the ornament, as Radha Maharaj likes to put it, it's the ornament that makes a devotee beautiful in the eyes of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is God himself, became as a devotee, and boy, his etiquette was very, 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 very exemplary. Very exemplary. So he showed us. He taught, but he also showed us how to have proper etiquette. Within his pastimes, he's still showing etiquette also. So the first understanding that we should have is we don't have any position except servant of a servant of a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gopibhatu Pada Kamalayo Das Das Am Das. That is our position. So we should say Prabhu to everyone, but we should never think that somebody has to say Prabhu to us. That is humility. We must serve devotees based on their need. We should not be just sentimental. We should serve devotees, but we should serve devotees based on what their needs are. This is very important. And in this, as far as this is concerned, there was one story, this has actually happened in India, that a mother was chastising her daughter, punishing her daughter. They had two daughters. Why was she chastising the daughter? The daughter's sister, younger sister, she was sick. And with the sickness that she had, she wasn't supposed to eat any solid food. The mother left the house. This younger sister was very hungry. Started crying to the older sister, "I need to eat. Make me some fried parathas." That's solid food, right? But she's screaming, begged the sister. What the sister did? The sister just gave in and made the fried parathas and gave it to her younger sister. What do you think will happen to her? Her stomach might be full, but what about the disease? She's going to get worse. And so the mother came back and found out what had happened. And the sister was saying, but she insisted, therefore I had to do it. The mother said, "You are wrong. Either way you look at it, you're wrong. If she's not supposed to take it, she's not supposed to take it." Okay. So we need to serve. In one sense, the older sister said, "Well, she was hungry, and I gave her something to eat." But then, what happened? It makes her condition worse. So therefore, we have to help, but we have to help where all bases are covered, not other things become worse because we were trying to help. That's called unnecessary kindness, by the way. So we should serve devotees. Some of the ways which you can do that is just in associating with devotees. We talk with each other, right? We converse. So you converse, but in the conversation, listen to the needs that come out from the person that's talking. Listen to the needs. And then try your best to fulfill that need without letting the devotee know that you're actually planning to do that. All right? Because surprises are more fun. Krishna surprises the gopis back there all the time. The rasa dance in Vrindavan is never the same. Never the same. In the different forest that's there, but every time it's decorated differently. And then the gopis already know that even when they decorate the forest with different flowers and where they're going to have the dance, there is no telling what Krishna would do. There is no telling what Krishna would do. Gaga Samhita, So Gaga Muni explained that sometimes the gopis would be ready in the evening or at night for the rasa dance. Krishna comes and Krishna manifests a city inside the forest, whichever forest of the 12 forests they decide to. So there will be the town hall and all of that manifested in there, and then the gopis just go in there and that's just where they have the fun. And then by the time it's rolling night, the next morning is coming, they have to go back, then Krishna withdraws that. And then it looks like the same in that forest. So the gopis are always ready for what Krishna would do, and they know that sometimes you go along with whatever the plan is and sometimes you change it. And whatever it is, the fun is always there. Okay, so surprises are fun. Now, sometimes we get into situations where you see, before I started speaking, Temple President Nilamadava Prabhu was making some announcements. Sometimes in this situation there would be a person whose name would be mentioned, they've done something wonderful, right? And then in the microphone he's being praised. Now, what should be a devotee's attitude when someone else is being praised? The devotee should be happy when someone else is glorified. We should never feel envious, even if we did similar type of activity more than the person that's being praised, and your name didn't get mentioned in the microphone, it still doesn't matter. Why? Because the transcendental system never misses anything. Krishna never missed anything. So your name wasn't announced in the microphone. So what? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It's not what the devotees hear that's going to send you back to Godhead. Krishna doesn't already know what it is that you have. The Lord always does. It's in our heart. Paramatma is in our heart. So it doesn't really matter. So as soon as the mind starts saying, "I wasn't praised," just get mind, keep quiet. Immediately shut it up. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, in the morning we beat the mind with a shoe, and in the evening we beat the mind with a broom. If you want to interchange it, I suppose you can too. But the mind sometimes does this, you know, the one recognition. It's not important. It's really not important. There's hierarchy in the spiritual world. Hmm? Lalita, Vishaka, they're up there. But they don't feel big, bigger than anyone. No. It's all service to Krishna. And that's where the joy is. The service is extremely enjoyable. We are learning how to. But then, when you advance in Krishna consciousness, service is where the sweetness is. Service is really where the sweetness is. And as far as Vaishnava etiquette, some of us are older than others, some of us are initiated longer than others. So we have this whole idea of senior and junior, sometimes by age. That was even observed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, that Vidura had the opportunity of hearing either from Uddhava or from Maitreya. Maitreya was older and therefore he was asked to speak. Now, so then how do we relate? So an older person to a younger person. In an older person's position, it's the duty of that person to show great affection in Krishna consciousness. Show great affection and then help the others to rise also to the path of perfection. Show great affection. Ramanujacharya, he was leaving his body. The devotees were in anxiety. His disciples were in anxiety. First thing he said is, serve each other the way you served me. He was a spiritual master. He says, serve each other the way you served me. So how I serve a devotee is the same way I serve a spiritual master. So if I know how I serve a spiritual master, you know how we serve our gurus. Same mentality should go into, especially the respect part, should go into serving devotees. So if you mistreat a devotee, it means we mistreating spiritual master. If we mistreat a devotee, we're mistreating the foul part. The devotee is connected to the parampara. So we have to be very, 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 very careful. So for an older person, it's our duty to help a younger, just like a parent would, a loving parent would. That is the right attitude. Now, sometimes Maya never sleeps. Maya's influence is there. What do you do? If a person is junior to you and they Maya, then it's our duty to serve that person by pulling him or her back to Krishna consciousness. Now, that's a general statement to make, but then how do you go about it? Even as a junior devotee, I don't dwell on that so much, but by age, we have to be careful. The first thing is, the Yuga Dharma is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the first order of business is gently remind the person of japa. Get back to chanting. Okay, if that person has been influenced by Maya, that they're not chanting, get back to chanting. It's very, 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 very important. Now, speaking about chanting, I'll tell one story. It's actually a true incident. I wouldn't want to call it a story. It happened in Harrisburg. And it happened 7 years ago. There was a Mataji in I won't mention names, I know we're recording this also. So, there was a Mataji in Harrisburg. She was married and had one child. At the time, that child was 5 years old. She was diagnosed with cancer. None of the members, let's just say husband and wife, they were not initiated. 5 years old, obviously not. So, when she was diagnosed, she decided to fight it, chemotherapy and all of that. But then, she also was thinking about the spiritual side of things. So, she mentioned her desire to get initiated. And Radha Govinda Maharaj came from India to Harrisburg and initiated just her. She came just for that trip. That's how merciful the spiritual masters are. You were there? Okay, so you know. We won't mention names though. So, and the treatment went on, and after a while we heard that practically all the cancer is gone except in the lymph nodes. Now, I have to tell you something rather distressful. I have not heard one person who's had, maybe some people here have a different opinion, but I've never heard any person who's got cancer and they went to lymph nodes and they ever survived it. It's very difficult to get that thing out of there when it's in lymph nodes. Anyway, in this Mataji's case, it spread again. And she had been through so much and so much pain, just even the treatment. And so one day I was home, I got a telephone call, I picked it up, and this Mataji's husband was on the phone asking me to speak to his wife. Why? His wife has stopped chanting. She's frustrated. She's going through so much pain. And she's not getting better. She's frustrated, especially about the fact that the cancer almost went away and now it's spread and she's going through even greater pain. She's being assisted by machines. And she's refusing to chant because she's giving up, saying that Krishna didn't really help her. And so her husband told me, there are a number of devotees that have spoken to her and she's not listening to anybody. So you are older, maybe just for the age, maybe she'll listen to you. And here I am, I'm not a counselor. I don't know what to tell somebody who is in that kind of pain. So what do I do? That's what every devotee should do. You start praying like crazy to your spiritual master. Because you gotta get some answers. So I can't tell this Prabhu that I don't know what to tell your wife and then hang up the phone. That would be quite disrespectful. They're counting on me, but I don't know anything, really. And so I picked up the phone, and then she got put on the phone, okay, and then we started talking. And I'm still thinking, what do I tell her? Do they please help me? I'm just praying frantically. So I'm only, she's saying things, I'm half listening to her. And then I remember something about a sales course that I took. So if you're in front of a customer trying to sell something, okay, when you listen to them, whatever the objections they have, not to try to buy whatever, you listen to them and then you repeat what they said back to them. So you repeat to them and then so they know that you have heard them. And then you begin to say whatever it is to deal with that objection so they'll be interested. So that's the first thing that crossed my mind. So I said, all right, now actually I'm just buying time. So I'm praying, she's talking, she says, I'm disappointed, right, because I want to be a good wife to my husband and a good mother to my daughter, and this disease is stopping me from doing that. So then what did I do? I repeated, so you want to be a good wife to your husband, and you want to be a good daughter to, mother to your daughter, and you're not getting the opportunity to do it with this body, and therefore you're disappointed that Krishna is not helping you, therefore that's why you don't want to chant. He said, pretty much that is correct. And all through this, as I said, I'm still praying and praying and praying. Finally, a few things came up. Remembered what the devotee, the advantages, the mercy that's there. Now remember, at that point, she was the only one in her family that had been initiated. Radha Govinda Maharaj came and initiated her. So her husband not initiated, child obviously not initiated. She's the only initiated one. Then I said, you want to give a gift of yourself, your love, to your husband and your child, materially, with this body. But you can give even a greater gift to them. She said, what is it? I said, we don't know when we're all going to leave the body. But if you initiate it, and you take the process seriously, and you leave the body, your Guru Maharaj can help you to go back to the spiritual world, and as soon as you're allowed back to the spiritual world, even if you're third class, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your daughter's children, their children all get to leave the material world. And you know what that means. You only can live a short while. 80, 90 years, you want to serve, the body's going to slow down. But this kind of gift is everlasting. So you can give a greater gift if you make it back to the spiritual world. She didn't know that part. So when I explained three generations before and three generations after, a devotee that's successful in going back to spiritual world, those relatives also get to leave the material world. So that hit her and said, okay. So she knew that she'd actually could give a greater gift. She understood that. And then I asked, secondly, Mataji, nobody knows the kind of pain you've been through with this disease more than you yourself. It's been very difficult. She said, yes. It's been very difficult on your body. Not the soul, though, your body. She understood that part. Yes, the body is giving the trouble. So, then I asked, if you know that the body is the one thing that gave you trouble, would you like to get into another body, another life, knowing what the body can do after what you've been through with this body? She goes, no. I said, good. How'd you get away from getting another body then? The soul has to come out and not take another body again. How do you do that? Go back to spiritual world. How did you go? Up to 10. I said, you got that right. And so that was the message. Two things. She can, in fact, help her family, not only her husband and the child, but even generations before and generations after, all of that, by taking this process seriously. And if she gets out of the body and never takes another physical body, the soul doesn't go through that kind of pain. It's not part of the soul's nature or soul's life. If she doesn't go through this, it's all over as far as pain is concerned. So she thanked me. I hung up the phone. Then I got a call back later on. Her husband was on the phone again. He said, I don't know what he told her, but as soon as you hung up the phone, she picked up a bead bag and she hasn't stopped chanting since. I said, thank you, Guruji. What do I know? I just prayed and he came. So to cut a long story short, later on, she didn't make it. She didn't make it. Then we went to the hospital. She was home. I went to visit one time at the house. And she had two machines hooked up to help with her breathing. And she was still conscious. Family was there, extended family people have come. Husband was there. Everybody was trying to assist. And I came, and they put a bed down from the bed and down to the living room. So I sat at the foot of the bed, and I just started chanting. As soon as I started chanting, she stopped everybody. Everybody was talking, said, no, Jesus, I want to hear. Not me, she just wanted to hear the chanting of the Holy Name. So then I kept chanting, no Japa bead bag, just chanting like that. So her husband got the cue and went and got an iPod that had kirtans and bhajans and set it down and they started playing that only. Okay. A couple days later, they took her to the hospital, hooked up more machines, and even at the hospital, the husband made sure that the nurses understood that the bead bag had to be with her. So I saw one time that they changed her, and the nurses come in every now and then change the clothes. And so the two of us, me and her husband, had to get out of the room. We changed clothes. We came back in. The nurse had finished changing and then took her arm up. Now, she's not even that conscious. Machines are keeping her going. Put a bead bag under there and put a hand on it. So she was holding the bead bag the whole time. And so finally she left the body. Later on we heard, and spiritual masters can do this, she made it back to the spiritual world. 2 years of being a devotee. Because she took this is Krishna's words. If you take me seriously, the time you leave your body thinking about me, you will come to me. This is how Krishna puts it. And then, so she went back. Which means that family gets to go also. Now, her husband has taken initiation, same guru. Which is a very smart thing to do. The child that was 5 years old, she's 12 years old now. Still in Harrisburg. So, very, very important that we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if you know that someone isn't, you can gently remind the person or even offer the chant with that particular devotee in Maya, either in person or even through the phone, you could do that. Chant with them. Send prasadam to them. They won't come around the temple. Send prasadam, and especially send mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is really important in this case, especially who's not taking the process seriously. Because mahaprasadam reminds the devotee of the deities. It came from the deities. That connection to Krishna hopefully can be established that way. You can offer to take the devotee to the temple. Or maybe when a program like this, what we just had, Gopaneem comes, you just announce that, let's go for that one at least. Remember, Srila Prabhupada even had to be convinced to go see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj? who became his spiritual master. Initially, he didn't even want to go to somebody that pushed and pushed and pushed. This one is a special sadhu. Go listen to him. And we all got benefit from this because he's the one that told you the Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness in the West. So, you can also promise confidentiality. Promise you everything that this person tells you, you're going to take into confidence. Don't mention it anywhere else. And then ask the devotee to open up about what it is that bothers them, that's not making them take this consciousness seriously. The last thing you want to do is to blame that person. Don't blame the devotee that's struggling. Because if you blame them, the first thing you're going to say, I'm actually happy to leave because it's people like you that keep blaming me and making me feel unhappy. What's the reason? What's the need to come back if this is what I'm going to face? So, you have to be very careful. I had a god sister, and she since left the body, but one time in Giranagri, she doesn't live in Giranagri, but there was a program, and she came back to Tirumala, and I was alive at that time. And she said something when people were talking, giving a microphone, they checking, they would say a few things that was part of the program. And this, my god sister, said something that really broke my heart. She said, she's really feeling that her Kanye friends were better than the devotees. Her Kanye friends that she works with and goes around with were better than the devotees. Now that is a sign of a person who is being treated badly by the devotees. For her to make a statement, she's not trying to make a statement like that. And so I heard it, I was disappointed, I didn't say anything. But then what I did personally was I started relating to her because there was service that Bhakti Tira Maharaj had given to her and to me, but there was a connection in that service. So I used that particular connection to taking care of the institute house to begin to talk to her about that particular service, and then we got close and then opened up to her, and then she told me that she's had some disease and some, it's changed her physical looks and some people are turned off by it, so they're not treating her well. So we got to be careful because Krishna notices all these things. Very, 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 very careful how we deal with devotees. So what about junior to senior? The junior should show respect to the senior devotee. You have to please the senior and please everyone also. Everything is personal. Everything is personal. Relating to Krishna is personal. So we have to relate well to devotees. Very, very important. What if the senior is the one in Maya? Then what do you do? Not easy, but that person, the junior, should still respect that senior. Because the understanding is that they are going through some test from Krishna. And they're not doing well in that test. And we should also understand that we will have to go through some tests at some point. We will also. So, we should respect them, but we shouldn't imitate the wrong things. Obviously, that we shouldn't do. Okay. We shouldn't judge them. We shouldn't criticize them. But we can take some distance also from them to ask not to get contaminated, especially the person tends to talk a lot and they're talking about negative things, and because of the Maya, you have to be careful not to be too close to them. Relating to equals, friendship, but the friendship should be to help each other to grow in Krishna consciousness. Friendship is confidentiality. We have to listen in confidence. We also share our mind and never ever gossip, because gossip is very bad for the devotional creeper. I know we have to stop here. So, Krishna mentions, just to quickly recap, Krishna mentions that when we serve him exclusively, so when we say exclusively serving Krishna, it also means serving devotees too, not just, because we don't think about a deity only, just devotees and guru serving. And thinking about Krishna all the time, and Krishna will in fact cover us, carrying what we lack and also preserving what we have. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, maybe a few questions or comments now before. Hare Krishna. Okay, it's two questions. Okay, he says he's supposed to go.
I just wanted to share one story. When I think Prabhupada, you know, visited France and Germany.
Yeah.
And there was a celebration to happen in the temple.
Yes.
And I think he reached there on schedule, but he saw that nothing was, you know, arranged. And he got literally upset, and he started yelling, who is you know, managing this
temple,
the celebration. And I think there was a young devotee who came, and he didn't see he was not knowing that he's Prabhupada, and he told that, why are you shouting? And then Prabhupada told, and who is managing this? Then he told, you do not have to, you know, shout, just go there and chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada came down, and then he smiled actually, and then he went and he started chanting, and then after that, you know, the event happened, and the senior duty introduced that he is Prabhupada.
What did the guy do at that point then? When he realized
he just came and did Dhanavat, and then he asked his forgiveness. But Prabhupada, no, he taught me good lesson.
So Prabhupada himself is humble for him to end it that way. Very, very, very nice story. We should not confuse the mood of Guru with our mood. Guru is like a coach of a team. And when the coach wants the team to do well, sometimes he will be a little intense. He can be quite intense, even show anger. But the anger of the coach is not anger because he hates anybody on the team. He actually wants the team to do better. Srila Prabhupada had every right to expect that things will be arranged. But gurus like that, they can be that way. But the players in the team, they shouldn't get mad at each other, because that destroys everything. So guru's anger is not the same as devotees or disciples' anger. That won't make that distinction. Good story. Hare Krishna. And Prabhu?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
You had a very nice story about the Mataji temple. That reminds me
of... I can't take credit for it, I'm sorry, because I just prayed to my guru and said, well, they told me to say it, it worked. So I can't take credit, but go ahead.
So it reminds me about the incident in 1996 that I observed in Mayapur. And it was a big celebration of Prabhupada's centennial year.
Yeah.
And one of the days, I don't know the name of the day, after the Mangala Arti, Bhakti Krishna Maharaj gets up on the altar. It's like a stage, no? And he must have observed that some of senior devotees, the godfathers, they were standing or lacking in chanting. So he says, well, Prabhupada's centennial year to be celebrating, we're all going to sign this piece of paper pledging that I'm going to chant my 16 rounds without fail. So I can, you know, that reminds me about how he was into making sure that everybody chants the 16 rounds. That was a wonderful experience.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's bold like that. he's bold like that. But yeah, the chanting is extremely important. It's a Yukadharma. Dvati Tanya came for that reason. Any other questions and comments? Yes.
What if a senior is like, you know, not sometimes, and it's in Maya.
Acting in which way?
Like, for example, take your grandmother, and they are in material world. Son isn't spiritual world, and is wise enough. Who wins first? Grandmother, and let's take all of its ancestors before that first, and the wise one who first touched the Bhagavad Gita first. Who wins? Because my father is going the same way.
In what sense?
In Maya, material world, and like,
I guess I get the gist of what you're saying. Bhagavad Gita is what instructs us. Krishna speaks to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita.
Uh-huh.
And we also have to chant the holy name. So whoever in your family that's doing that is benefiting everybody in the family. It's a good example. So if you don't see any member of your family doing that, then guess what? You have to do that yourself. Chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, another thing I'll also tell you is that things aren't always what they seem. Okay? Sometimes, the good point that you made, his father may well be chanting, he hasn't seen it, which means when we chant, we should really have the children see that we're chanting. Really, I mean, it helps a lot. Don't say that I have to do my 16 rounds, therefore I have to do it. And it's true, I have to do it, therefore I have to do it wherever I do it. But I have 16 rounds, but I'm also a parent. And I would like my children to also take this seriously. So show them when you're chanting. The beat bag and around the house, so they can see it. So they don't think you don't chant when you in fact do. So yeah, show it.
Tell everybody.
Good, you made my point. Jehovah Ki. Any other comments before we finish?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Really appreciate your kindness and I think
Krishna.
So loud Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Thank you for tolerating me. Shri Prabhupada Ki. Vaishnava Thakur Ki. Itai Gaur Prabhupada Ki.